This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Europe has been putting on a mostly united front since Russia went to war with Ukraine. But as was perhaps inevitable, the longer the fighting drags on, the more any cracks in the alliance become actual fault lines. To wit, the European Union has decided to make it harder and more expensive for Russian tourists to visit the continent. But some of the bloc's more eastern members say Brussels isn't going far enough, and they want a blanket ban on travel visas for Russian citizens entirely. From the European desk, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
At a news conference in the Norwegian capital last month, the German Chancellor Olaf Scholz made clear his opposition to a total ban on Russian visitors to the EU. Yes, he said, we must hit Putin's henchmen hard, but not ordinary Russian citizens.
This is not the war of the Russian people, it is Putin's war, and we have to be very clear on that topic.
But at the same news conference, the Prime Minister of Finland, Sanna Marin, stressed her country's support for a total ban.
I think it's not right that Russian citizens can travel, enter Europe, be tourists, see the sights while Russia is killing people in Ukraine. It's wrong.
Four other EU member states share that view. Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania and Poland all have a land border with Russia and a long troubled history with that dominant neighbour. Estonia's foreign minister Urmas Reinsalu told me in a phone call from his country's capital Tallinn that Russian citizens must bear some responsibility for Putin's war.
Their passivity still legitimizes that war and these atrocities.
And he says ordinary Russians have made the conflict possible.
Their tax money is used now to finance a bombing of schools, hospitals, kindergartens in Ukrainian soil. Citizens of aggressor state, with some clear exceptions, are not welcome in European soil.
In fact, the number of Russian tourists visiting the major holiday destinations of Europe has slumped since the start of the pandemic. The number of EU travel visas they applied for has fallen almost 90%. But with an eye to the future, the countries with major tourist industries oppose the visa ban: France, Portugal, Spain, Italy and Greece. With ads like this, the Greeks were once luring to their shores more than 500,000 Russian visitors a year. Just before the war in Ukraine, Greece had been expecting 600,000 Russians this year to spend the equivalent of more than $700 million, around 2.25% of Greece's total tourism revenue.
Unfortunately, we lost all this business due to the war between the Russians and the Ukrainians.
Lysandros Silides, head of the Hellenic Association of Tourist and Travel Agencies in Athens. He says after the EU's ban on flights from Russia, there was a flood of cancellations and the expected bookings did not materialize. He opposes a visa ban, not just for business reasons, but because unfettered travel broadens the mind and promotes peace.
Visitors, they are people, and people have the right to move and think and speak freely, friendly, easily.
So would exposure to free Western media and society open Russian eyes and erode support for Putin? Sebastian Stodolak, vice president of the Warsaw Enterprise Institute in Poland, isn't buying it.
Russians have been traveling around the world for the last 8 years since the Crimea annexation, and did they come to their senses? No, obviously not.
The issue of a total visa ban will be discussed at a major EU summit next month. Poland, Finland and the Baltic states say they'll keep pushing for a ban. But Germany and the tourist economies and the Putin-sympathizing Hungary say they'll keep opposing it. Another, albeit small, crack in the EU's fragile united front over the Russian invasion of Ukraine. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.